They had told him days before that they were going to take him to their home for Christmas. But he had forgotten that and thought of the facility as a homeless shelter that he wanted to get away from. The man's wife then stood and gave Andy a grateful hug, thanking him for taking care of her father-in-law. Seeing that Frank was now sitting up, she went to her husband and whispered in his ear. Looking back at Andy, the man smiled and nodded in agreement. Coming back to his side, she put a hand on Andy's arm and asked if he would come home with them for the Christmas holidays. Supper was waiting on all of them, and they would love to have him join them. Frank, smiling now and in greater possession of his faculties, motioned to Andy, insisting that he come with them and have a real Christmas dinner with all the fixings. It didn't take any consideration of the invitation to give an answer, as Andy knew now not to close the door on an answer to prayer, however it came about. So, as Frank's son went to lend him a hand in getting up, Andy put a hand on his arm and stopped him. Reaching down and putting an arm under Frank's, he pulled him to his feet, steadying him as the man smiled. Then, as the man's son opened the door, Andy and Frank walked out together, both strengthened by their new friendship.
So here's to the junk man. On this Christmas night, he found hope in the darkness and unexpected light. With friends gathered around and Jesus by his side, and he now knows he's never there.
Frank's son turned off the space heater since he knew Andy wouldn't be coming back to the shed if he could help it.